Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5gmsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hey, really quickly before we get started, we just wanted to say we're playing Orbital Blues for Orbital Blues Month, which is happening right now. Orbital Blues Month is a group collaboration on BackerKit, which launched April 1st, hosted by Soul Muppet Publishing. From new adventures and factions to new mechanics and spaceships, Orbital Blues Month will grow the scene with new material, with six different crowdfunding campaigns happening right now with six different creators. So if you're listening to this mini-series and decide you really like Orbital Blues, A, go pick up your own copy yourself, and then go to www.backerkit.com and look up Orbital Blues Month to see the cool things that are being crowdfunded. Alright, we hope you enjoy this mini-series, and we'll see you amongst the stars.
Welcome to 5GMs Presents Orbital Blues. Today, we're going to play the game. I named it Crash Gambit, and we have some guests. So let's go around and introduce ourselves.
Hey, everybody. I'm Adam. I'm going to be playing a character who I'll name later, and I'll pass to our lovely guest.
That's it? That's all you're giving us?
Yeah.
Would you want more?
Hey, everybody. We're playing Orbital Blues here today.
All right. That's enough. Thank you, Adam. Hello, everyone. My name is Yuri. That is Y-U-R-I. My pronouns are she, they, and I am one of the two aforementioned guests.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kendrick or Kendo, whichever you prefer. I use any and all pronouns, and I guess I'm supposed to say who I'm playing because Adam did.
No, I didn't.
No, I guess Adam specifically didn't, so I'm also going to withhold this information from you until it becomes relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Indubitably. Yes, quite.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I'm not a guest. I'm just here. Hi, I'm Kim. She, her pronouns. And yeah, I'll be playing someone. You'll meet them, I think.
I didn't pronoun any all. Keep that in.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, have fun stitching that together, Kim.
I'm not.
So we find ourselves on the planet of Reno 12. A desert planet with one city kind of reaching out into the sky. But when we look up, what do we see? A fireball? That's strange. Wait, that's a spaceship. Spaceships aren't supposed to be fireballs. It's the Esposito. It's this weird Frankenstein-like ship with a giant orbital laser flying all over it. We'll go inside, and we find our heroes scrambling to not die horribly. Alarms are going off. The check engine light is on. That one squiggly one when you hydroplane is also on. And all the alarms are going off. Everything's on fire.
Everything?
Everything. Oh. Everything's more fire than it is spaceship.
God. Oh, that's the worst kind.
Yeah.
And we'll go around with, let's introduce your characters and what you're doing to try not to die right now.
I think, like, straight up, we see our beloved Captain Tallulah here sitting in, like, a front seat not the captain's seat. I just kind of like maybe fell in there due to like the turbulence. Slender and pretty short, like fairly short.
Short king?
He is a short king, yeah. He may or may not have a complex about it. He has like a tattered poncho on that looks like he like picked it up from somewhere really cheap. But it's very colorful, and he's also kind of brandishing this like really well-worn hat, like leather cowboy hat that like must be older than him. I think he's like just kind of pulling at like levers and shit. Doesn't know what he's doing. Just kind of like, oh, he hit the ice, I think. And just, like, just yanking on stuff and pushing buttons. Oh. Is it helping, Jesse?
Roll.
Yes.
So you roll two, and then they add up to eight. So I got one more.
Nine.
Oh, yeah. So you're successful. So you're successfully keeping this thing kind of level.
Mm-hmm. Yep, as a captain should. I'm just hitting buttons. you guys got your stuff figured out? Because I'm doing pretty great over here.
Tally, I need you to stop pressing buttons. I need you to stop doing that and let Flux figure it out.
Well, I hit the button and we leveled out, though. Flux.
You turn around like, this looks right. Right, Flux? And she's not there. We find Flux, our ship's engineer, in the back, in the middle of some things are on fire, trying to decide what is super necessary and what of the things that are on fire she can just kick off the ship to, you know, prevent everything from exploding, turning off pressure valves because we do not want to just blow up before we hit the ground. And so she's trying to do that, just decrease pressure on some places, close off some valves, the oxygen levels, all of that.
Yeah, you want to do a roll?
I do. That's not very good. No. But I have a Reese Monkey as a gambit, and I can reroll while tinkering, engineering, or performing mechanical sabotage.
Okay.
Would this count?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank God.
Such a generous guy.
Shout out, Jesse.
That is no better. We're at a 7.
Okay. You try to fix this thing, but a bunch of pieces just fly out of it. And now you're like, uh-oh.
I did my best. I think at this point, because it's cobbled together from pieces of so many different ships, it's a little hard to tell exactly what valves correspond to what things. It should have worked, and it just didn't. She's going to run back up to where our captain is at the cockpit and just let him know, like, hey, you should point us at the ground before we explode in the air.
Well, I just got us level.
Okay, well.
So I thought that was pretty.
Oh, yeah. We're on a timer, is all I'm going to say.
Would a parachute help?
Yes, actually. Okay. This thing.
Who packed the parachute?
It's going to explode soon. Yeah.
Like the whole rig or like just downstairs?
No, the whole thing. Just boom.
Wow. Anything you can do about that?
I tried. Didn't help.
Okay.
So we're either on this ship when it blows up or we're not, I guess.
Right. Can I try to get like the landing gear down? I'm just going to hit more buttons.
Yeah, give me another check.
Ooh.
How often can I reroll?
So you can spend one of your hearts to reroll one of them.
Well, we can't blow up here. Does anyone have any ideas before I reroll?
Do we have a weapon on this ship?
We have our laser.
The ship has a weapon or our personal weapons?
Oh, I'm thinking of like a ship weapon.
Yeah. Are you thinking like A-team style? We point it down and shoot so we fly like the tank in A-team?
Well, I was going to say the opposite direction. We shoot up and it sends us down so we're not in the sky anymore.
We move faster.
To the ground.
We move faster and downward.
All right. I'm there. I'm locked in.
Hey, we're either not on the ship when it blows up or we are and then it's not our problem anymore. But also, I've survived ship crashing before. It's the likelihood of most of us surviving.
You guys say this every time we get into a
crash. I survived 6 ship crashes.
How many
did you survive?
I shouldn't say. I was an engineer on most of them, I promise.
I've survived at least 6, unless you survived 6 or more.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you... What?
All right, let's point the weapon up. Let's shoot to get down faster.
Yeah, I think our camera sees Hawkins, like, standing just outside of the cockpit, looking at all of you, just, like, yelling at each other, trying to figure out how to fix this. Hawkins being this kind of, like, a little taller than he should be, or it feels like he should be, probably being around like 6'7", 6'8". This very tall, gangly kind of person, but like lean and like muscular under it, wearing like this white tank top and an orange jumpsuit that's like not fully all the way on, but like tied around his waist. And he's just like looking at all of you, and like when you all come to the like decision of yeah, shoot the laser in the air, they just go, "Got it!" And we'll just like take off running like an elongated skeleton down the hallways towards the gun.
I don't know why you never let me shoot the gun.
Well, you did just blow up the ship, I think.
I did no such thing.
You were down. You were down
I
in the area, and then you came up and said it's blowing up.
That. Combusted when they combusted. I did not set them on fire, though.
If I was with the parts that combusted when they combusted, you guys would blame me.
See, but that's different, I think. That is very different.
Yeah, but you're Tally, so like...
The captain. Captain Tally. Tally, the hand.
I'm at the laser.
wait, hold on, don't...
How do I shoot this thing?
Wait. Hold on, I'm calming back. Don't... You laughed a little.
It should just have one big button. I think just aim and press.
One big button? Who would spell that? That seems like a child can use it.
Oh, wait. Okay, I see the button. All right, here we go.
And then I'll shoot it.
All right, give me a roll. See if this goes well.
Is this plus anything or just the flat 2d6?
It depends. Are you using like a skill to help you?
I was just gonna say, I guess all the shooting things are savvy, but I'm unsure on this.
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, if you can make an argument for one of the other ones,
I've got plus one in savvy. That's fine. So 3 plus 2.
God damn it,
That's 5, and then plus a 1. That's So that's a 6. I think I'm going to spend one heart to re-roll.
Okay. This might be a short.
Okay.
Game, you guys.
We all die here.
Okay. Okay. So here's the thing. That re-roll, that was a 1. So,
oh,
no.
Cool. Okay. So you have it move up, but it's a little jammed. So the second it shoots, the round explodes immediately. So now you're heading towards the ground, but now you're kind of spinning, too.
Oh, my God. Could I look around for if we have any sort of like ejection gear or something like that, of just like parachutes, something that could help us get out of the ship and not here that's currently exploding?
Yeah. Well, what does your character look like and what's your character
name? Yeah. So I think, God, amidst all of this, I'm watching Tallulah and Flux argue like in the cockpit, and I'm like, This thing's gonna crash. It's gonna crash, and we're all gonna fall, and we're gonna. And this is it. This is it. Like, it's finally come to bite us in the ass. And you see this 5'8" femme presenting person. She has very dark red hair. It's very layered. That looks like she's cut it herself. She's very muscular. She looks like you look at her, and she looks like someone who fights. And she's wearing a just black tank top, jeans, and then I think she's currently like affixing this sort of like dark blue like scarf thing on herself that has little leaves hand embroidered on the edges, and I think she's just like running around seeing if we were smart enough to have anything like that on the ship.
Yeah, so you guys have some poor quality spacesuits, but I
what does that mean for me?
I mean, I don't think it'll help much in this situation, unfortunately.
Have we entered atmosphere?
Yeah, you're on fire.
Yeah, you turn around and you just see Flex just sat and just like strapping herself, like tying herself to the ship. And it's like, it's fine. I survived one like this. We just, you know, the worst thing is like ragdolling around the cockpit when you, you know, hit splat. So just tie yourself down real good and hold the back of your head, brace for impact. The odds that at least 3 of us will survive, very high.
I'm going to invert us. I read somewhere that that helps. I'm going to try to invert the ship.
Okay, give me.
I'm gonna try to. Because right now we're just moving with straight heat. I'm gonna try to break it down by like having like a wing touchdown first.
Okay, so you're gonna roll with disadvantage.
What?
Or
so against the odds?
Yeah, against the odds. So you roll 3, then you get rid of the biggest number.
That one's cocked. That one's cocked, Jesse.
No, it looks like
that one's cocked.
So you got a 2.
For those of you listening, that was a 1, a 1, and a 4.
A 4 being my highest number, which I have to get rid of, I guess.
Doing great.
Guys, this is it for us, actually.
This is it. We might just die.
Just strap yourself in.
Hold on,
guys.
I'm still trying to invert us, but the thing is stuck a little bit.
All right, if you fly out through the front shield.
Well, I've survived that before also.
Wow, you guys are so cool.
Uh-huh, coolest captain around.
Yeah, we've survived plane crashes.
Okay, well, you guys are kind of spinning out. You're heading very quickly towards the ground. Is everyone strapping in? Or
yeah,
if it looks like there's no other option, then yeah.
I have a question.
I think Flux looks at Hawkins and is like, first time?
Yeah, this is my first time in a ship.
Here, I'll help you. I'll help you. And she goes over and starts helping tie you to the ship.
Oh my god! Ah, you guys are so good at this.
Yeah, we can't have you just like, you know, dying your first time in a crash.
Definitely not.
Can I open all the windows to reduce drag?
Oh my god!
Yeah, you can.
I'm gonna open all the windows to reduce drag.
Okay, I mean,
just press like a full like door open.
Why are the
wind is blowing in your face really quickly?
Open the bowl. Tally, why would you do that?
It's reducing drag. I'm pretty sure. Captain. Did it reduce drag, Jesse?
Sure.
My plan worked.
All right, well, the ground's coming. It's almost there. Is anyone going to do something before you hit the ground? Or are we just...
Specifically, my ability says in combat. Can we let this count as combat? Because we might die.
We're fighting the ground.
Yeah, we're fighting gravity. We're fighting gravity.
We're fighting so many things.
It depends on what you're doing.
I'm trying to like actually have the ship brace. Like have like... Mm-hmm. Have our landing gear like go. And I mean, I know it'll destroy our landing gear, but I think it's better to have a bullshit landing than just straight ground.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, cool. So am I gonna roll with disadvantage again?
No.
So if I re-roll this during I can roll per heart spent, I can roll 2 die instead of 1.
Okay.
I got
an 8, just
okay.
enough.
Okay.
All right, cool. I finally I unstick the gear. Guys, I got the gear out, the landing gear's out. We're gonna be alright.
I don't know if that's how that works, but sure.
All right. Well, the ground comes to you real quick and you hit the ground. You hit the ground hard. You kind of bounce, you slide, you spin around a bit, but eventually you finally come to a stop and everything's still on fire. Yeah. But everything's on fire.
I'm jumping out one of these windows. I just unbuckle.
Yeah. As soon as we stop moving, Flux looks around and goes, "All right, everybody out before it blows."
I'm like half
last
out of
window
already.
Last one's a rotten egg. Or, well, a cooked one.
Captain first.
I think Rose's still there, like eyes squeezed shut and is like braced for impact, not realizing we've stopped yet until she hears you fumbling out a window. And I like open my eyes and look to see if anybody's got Hawkins.
You see Hawkins has taken his boot knife out of its like hidden sheath and is actively like cutting off the cords and stuff that's been used to strap him, and he like falls to the ground like kind of rolling up and before getting up and like dusting himself off.
Super smooth.
That was fun.
Flux looks back. In case it wasn't obvious enough, the cooked egg is a bad thing. And she's just running out of the ship
as I'm like taking the rest of
it. Wait.
But I thought we liked cooked eggs.
Yeah, I only eat my eggs cooked.
Cooked eggs are pretty good most of the time.
Eating them, not being them.
Well, none of us are eggs, though.
Not anymore. Apparently we used to be.
What?
You know, like...
Flux has exited the ship. In case it goes kaboom.
I scrambled onto a wing and I'm kind of stuck, like looking like, I don't want to make that jump.
I get out and I'm looking. I'm like,
will you catch me?
Why are you doing that?
Well, because I got out the the window, and then it just, I'm on top of the ship now, and I kind of don't want to jump down.
I put my arms out to catch you.
I have the best crew imaginable. I jump princess style into your arms.
Of course you do. Yeah.
Give me a muscle check. See if you
sure.
do it.
Fuck.
Oh, I get a 6-7.
Oh, that's not enough.
Can we help in any way?
No.
Can I add my savvy to my descent to make it not as bad?
I mean, if you get an 8 or higher on your savvy, I'll let it reroll.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, okay, wow. So you can reroll your muscle.
Okay.
Let's go. I just jumped so petitely.
Right.
Me, when I jump petitely, I can't. I'm just. So I got snake eyes plus 2s.
No.
You hit the ground, you take 1 damage.
Oh, I see. You're just testing the gravity of this place. Mm-hmm. Smart thinking,
as a good captain should.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is going to explode, right?
Yeah, we should put some distance between us and the ship that is on fire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just in case, you know.
Do
can't
we have
really
anything
rule them out.
Important on the ship? Like, obviously.
All
like
your
everything
stuff.
Live with, yeah.
I mean, you have all your gear.
Yeah, looking around, what did we land in?
So you're just like in the middle of a desert right now. Wow. But off in the distance, you see some sand clouds of people approaching, coming towards you.
Oh, no.
It seems like there's quite a bit, too.
Well, it makes sense that somebody would have seen us. We did come here pretty spectacularly. Mm-hmm. I say out of the crashes I've been in, this one's 8 out of 10.
Did you guys know I once spent 40 days and 40 nights in the desert?
Whoa.
Yeah, so I'll probably survive that.
Did somebody leave you there?
No, I walked there personally. It was
that's a choice. Okay.
A test of personal faith or something. I'm not quite sure. So should we flag those people down or should we hide? I'm the captain. Do they look, forgetting I'm the captain for a moment.
Yeah.
Do they look dangerous?
Do an observation check.
I think it's a 2.
Yeah, I think you just roll.
Oh, just a roll?
Yeah.
I got a 5.
Yeah, you can't tell if they're good or not.
Well, they're on their way to a crash, so they're probably like, you know, like an ambulance or something.
Are you certain about that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, sure.
We could just wait for them. Hide, you know, and when they start looking around, we can get a real good look at them.
You're describing an ambush, and again, laughing a little maliciously. I'm with it. I just need... Do you know you're laughing that way?
Am I laughing? I thought I was just telling you my ideas.
No, you're right. Let's hide.
Okay.
Should we all find, like, places to hide?
It's a pretty flat desert.
I was like, are there rocks or anything?
I was going to say we could hide in the ship, but I forgot it's going to explode, so we can't do
that. It is currently
engulfed
in flames.
We can wait for it to explode and then hide.
Hide amongst the rubble?
I have a poncho, so I'm going to go, like, run off into the corner and, like, lay under it and then just dirt on top of the poncho.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if they're good, they're good. If they're bad, they're bad. We're kind of, you know, our ship's about to explode.
Yeah.
We've only really got what's in our pockets. What's the worst that can happen? We shoot them?
I think Tally's gone full incognito mode.
Well, some people eat people. Some people eat people. And that's like what I, like, because we have what's in our pockets, but we also have meat on our bones.
I'm happy to be bait or like a distraction.
That's a brilliant idea. Run forward and meet them before they get here.
Okay.
Are you suggesting Hawkins goes alone?
Yes. As the captain, I decree it.
Is he allowed to do that? Also, by the way, Hawkins, good job surviving your first crash landing. That is... We need to drink to that later, actually.
We're not going
to
drink if we get eaten, so let's let Hawkins run over there.
I'm pretty sure if they are cannibals, Hawkins will do something about it.
Exactly, and that's why Hawkins is going to go first.
No, you know what?
Oh, I know a lot of cannibals. Don't worry. I can handle myself.
I'm back fully in the dirt, not responding anymore.
Okay.
And then you all see him tuck his boot knife back into its sheath and then put his pant leg over it and crack his neck a little bit before starting to, like... skulk off in the direction of the dust clouds approaching us.
Okay, so as they get closer, you get a better look at them, and it seems to be like some kind of biker gang. You know, they're all on motorcycles and leather jackets and all that. They do have like a truck that looks like some kind of like fire truck kind of thing. It's like a truck with a big like cylinder in the back that could possibly be like some kind of fire truck
kind
of thing.
Could be a meat truck also.
Could be a meat truck. Could be just a big pressure cooker that you throw the bodies in.
Do they have any like insignias or something that would like symbolize who they are that I might recognize?
They do. So on the front, you can't really see the back because they're facing you. But on the front, they do have like a little snake embroidered on the front of it.
Okay. Can I use my gambit? Heard it through the grapevine. Can I get once per arc? I can roll a savvy check to discover something advantageous about the crew's current predicament, or roll with upper hand to gather rumors or obtain suppressed information. I don't know if this kind of, I guess for the first thing, discover something advantageous about the crew's current predicament. Do I know anything about these bikers that could be helpful for us?
So on this planet, they're pretty well known. They're the Reno Snakes, and they're kind of like a biker gang that's kind of pushing against like the people controlling the city.
Do you want me to do the savvy check to, I guess, gain anything more than that?
Give me savvy check.
Okay, cool. It's 2d6 plus 1. 7. Ooh, 7 plus 1, 8.
So, you know that these guys, they are fairly trustworthy. Like, they are a bit more of the people kind of thing. But they are also, like, if you give them any disrespect, they'll just shoot you. But usually, as long as you can, like, keep it cool, they'll usually work with you.
Got it. Cool. Then once I get, like, far away enough and, like, to a point where it's, like, clear that they can see me, I'm just gonna sit down in the sand like cross-legged and like wait for them to approach.
All right, anyone else want to do something while they're approaching?
Did he give up? Is that
I don't know.
I don't want to leave him here though. And she looks back at her captain entirely covered in dirt, laying as flat as he can against the ground.
I can see you.
No, you can't.
I can see you.
No, you can't. You're saying that so you get me to get up because you want me to do something.
Do you hear your poncho's colorful?
I get up. Why do you sit down?
I don't know. You're a captain.
You want to go ask him?
Yeah.
I'm gonna just slowly walk over. Not even a run. Yeah, just gradually walk over.
Hey, Hawk. Hawkins.
Oh, hey, Captain.
Yeah.
I thought you all were going to stay hidden while I took care of this.
Yeah, no, I thought captain's job to help you. Why'd you sit down?
Oh, this is part of my plan. Make myself seem disarmed and respectful so that they come to me.
Right. Okay. That's a pretty good plan. There are a lot of them.
Oh, don't worry. They're pretty cool. They're mostly just an anarchistic biker gang that hates the bourgeoisie and all the other corpo fucks around here.
Well, that's perfect. I hate boogers, too. I hate corpses.
Yeah.
I think we can probably be friends with them. Do we want to try the friend route instead of the sit down and laugh a little menacingly route?
Oh, don't worry. I know their practices and rituals.
Okay, you gotta elaborate further on practices and rituals.
Oh, don't worry. Guys like these out here, they just want to make sure that, you know, you're on the up and up. You're not some corpo goon trying to sneak your way into their whole deal, man. You just gotta stay cool and, you know,
corpse,
let them bleed you a little.
Corpse gooses, bad. So,
hey, Tallulah.
Yeah, Captain.
Captain Tallulah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you want to do this?
I'm concerned about you as a captain.
You don't have to worry about me.
Maybe I'm concerned about them. All right, you seem confident. Or are they close? Are they close enough to have seen me now?
Yeah, they're pretty close.
I can't go back to hiding.
Yeah, if you look back, Flex is just giving you like two really big thumbs up and grinning.
I'm giving you two medium thumbs up.
All right, two big thumbs up, two medium thumbs up. I can do this. I fix my hat a little bit. Well, are you ready to be super respectful and cool about this?
Oh, don't worry. I always am.
I, like, think back to, like, the last time we were at a casino, and I'm like, was he respectful? Like, I don't know.
You remember me throwing a guy against one of the tables because he looked at you wrong?
Oh, man. All right. Okay, really quickly, let's break this down before they get here. Even if they say anything weird to me, don't say anything, don't react, okay? We're going to play the I'm not your captain game. Got it?
But you are my captain.
I am your captain, and as your captain, I'm telling you we're playing the I'm not the captain game. Are they here?
Yeah, they're here. So the motorcycles, like, kind of do a half circle around you. Mm-hmm. And so
yes, as I would do if I was you guys.
One of the guys kind of in the middle in front of you, he's this big burly dude with a big beard and, you know, big black leather jacket with the snake on it. And he steps off and he goes, looks like you guys are in trouble.
Oh, yeah, we're in trouble. We had a little touchdown moment there. Our mechanic lost some of the goods and it caused what's going to be an explosion from, captain's point of view. Pleasure to meet you. I'm Telly.
Hello, I'm Jeremy of the Reno Snakes.
Reno Snakes, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Did your voice get a little deeper?
Oh, yeah. No, this is just how I talk.
Okay, that's also how I talk, so yeah. we're in good graces here.
Yeah.
So I'm the captain of this here ship. You guys got some, put it out, because I don't want my ship to blow up.
We got a truck here that has, like, that foam that takes out fires and
that's
stuff.
Wonderful news. Anything we can do to help out, or can we just, like, you know?
We want to make sure, like, you guys are cool first. What are you guys doing around here? Why'd you crash here?
As I said, we were on our way elsewhere. We were hoping to get some drinks off planet. I heard that a nearby system had some of the best kind of, like, space ales. Just outside of the, like, so, like, on their, it doesn't matter. But so we're on our way there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, one of my members here, she's been in a couple of crashes. I'm starting to think it might be her.
It's starting to sound a lot like your mechanic's the problem.
The ship's on fire, right?
Mm-hmm. So it just blew up? There's nothing?
Yes.
Oh, that's a real bummer. You should get a new mechanic. Sounds like...
I mean, if we're lucky on planet, we'll find one.
Yeah, so, it's just... We can't help but think that this foam is pretty expensive, and, you know, how do we benefit by using this foam on you?
That's a great question. So, given the fact, do I have any knowledge of the Reno Snakes? I really know the Reno Snakes, and would they dislike the fact that I'm Tallulah the Hand, a wanted criminal?
You could give me a grit check.
Got 7.
Yeah, you don't really know much about these guys, but he does look at your ship, and he goes... Wait a second. Are you the crew of the Esposito?
The odds are against you. You've got the best crew on this side of the galaxy. You're in a Samsonite frame strapped to a Rutgart V24 grav slider, and only 3 of your other competitors want to kill you. You remember the plan. You know your rig isn't fast enough, and most of these other racers could leave you in a cloud of stardust. But you're not here to win. You're here to steal the massive vault belonging to the crime boss sponsoring this race. You are just a distraction. In partnership with Soul Muppet Publishing and Plus One XP, Andrew Bowman and Wes Franks present F Infinity. F Infinity is a sourcebook for Orbital Blues focused on the high-octane world of space racing. It takes place in the professional high-class world of Formula Infinity Hyperprix, all the way down to the dust and muck-covered low-class realm of stock jet racing, and everything in between, combining them with the lo-fi future of Orbital Blues in a brand new setting, the Senna system. F Infinity features a bespoke racing mechanic for use in any Orbital Blues campaign or one-shot, new planets, race circuits, and the locales surrounding them, brand new troubles, gambits, mementos, and more, new enemies and rogues gallery, bounties, space events, and adventures set in the racing world, featuring the writing of Quinn Blackwell, Lynn Codega, Wes Franks, Dusty Hill, Quinn B. Rodriguez, and Adria Slattery, and the art of Andre Bowman, B. O'Connor, and Tony Tran, and the editing of Richard Rain and Heather Romansky. By backing F-Infinity and the rest of the fantastic project featured in Orbital Blues Month, you can help them rocket past their funding goal and into exciting new stretch goals. Grab your helmet, a few D6s, some friends, and visit ttrpg.link/speedofsad to support now.
Here we go!
Oh my god, he threw,
here
he
we
threw
go!
The chair.
He threw the chair.
And now he's getting it back because right. We're gonna have to sit.
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down on fire.
Oh, oh my god. Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
It's fine. It's not fine to me, GM. Jesus Christ, that's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh, and if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah. It is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man. But anyway. Smashed in the head.
Bodhi has a pocket full of like one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh, it was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his penis, which does resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
And that's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing to the bar.
I'm gonna... And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Ah! Bye-bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Ah, mummy! Headbutt!
Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising, piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. Its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Got her.
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romance novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting First Contact all wrong, and their piece on how Hopecore seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC many-sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
Crew's a hard word to define, really, when you think about it. Were we in the Esposito right now when it crashed?
Yeah, we were. This is Captain Tallulah of the Esposito.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting my hand behind my back and just like grabbing my revolver. Yeah, no, I'm Captain Tallulah, the greatest, pulled off the greatest heist of all time, very wanted, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, actually, we might have a job for you guys. If you'd be willing to work for us, we could take out the ship. We might even be able to fix your ship up for you. If you're willing to do a job for us.
That'd be so great. I mean, we're totally broke right now, so like we would love.
We're not totally broke. We're not fully liquid right now. That's what he means to say. He doesn't understand it. He's new to the crew. He doesn't.
Yeah, it's all tied up in like assets and like stock or something. Yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah, it's tied
about
up in assets and stocks.
We've been eating expired.
It's not expired. It's canned. Rations. It's canned. The canned doesn't expire.
But the numbers on the can, those were like 5 years ago.
Yes, but it's that's just suggestion, and cans don't expire. So it's not expired.
No, it's true. That's just how they get you to throw it away and buy more.
Yeah, the big corpse gooses get you to do that.
See, this is why you're captain and I'm just a stooge.
I wouldn't call you a stooge.
Well, I mean, if we got a deal, if you'll help us out.
I kind of feel like... If we don't have a deal, you're not going to help us out?
Well, no.
Put her
unless
there.
You give us money.
Yeah, put her there. Yeah, all right.
So they send out the
you
truck.
Guys give you two thumbs up.
Yeah, you turn back to us, and Flex is just waving both of her hands over her head, like saying hello to clearly our new friends. You guys were shaking hands.
Yeah.
Just gives you a big two thumbs up back.
Yeah, during all of that, I think I looked at Flex and was like, you think it's going well?
Well, Tally looks constipated, but they kind of...
A little. But I think Tally always looks like that, yeah.
I think they're just nervous. It's been a while since we've met other people.
That's true.
They haven't shot yet. Some shoot on sight. That's a plus.
So, and they're talking, so it's been... Looks at a non-existent
great.
Watch. It's been a bit, so like maybe they're working out a deal.
Right. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fine.
I run back over. We have a job.
Okay, what kind of job?
We didn't need a job. We need a ship fix.
You know we're going to fix it unless
or
we took
parts
the job.
For it, and I can
and,
fix it.
Well,
that's
was...
cheaper. We know you like the cheaper ones now.
Yeah. It's nicer when it's cheaper because
well,
the kid's
you
telling
get
everyone
me
we're
to...
broke. Well, so that's the thing is I had them on the hook, and then he started referring to me by my name, and also said we didn't have money. So now they
but
know
we
they
don't
have,
have money.
But I mean, technically,
they
we don't
didn't know that we didn't have money.
Right.
Right.
So what's the problem?
Well, now they know we don't have money, so they know they can extort us.
Right, but we have a job.
I mean, they did. Yeah, they didn't really extort us. They did offer us a job and to fix up the ship.
So
that
we're not
good.
Getting a job to get paid, and the ship is getting fixed. We're getting a job so they'll fix our ship. If we don't take the job, our ship doesn't get fixed. That's not a kind.
Right,
are they nearby yet? Are they
like yeah. They're kind of surrounding.
They're
to
pretty cool. I'm just happy they did this for us.
That's not what you were just saying. You felt like
Hawk, buddy. Let's just for a little bit.
I'm sorry. Did I say something wrong?
No,
you're doing great.
You're so sweet
great.
And so wonderful. You're such a good lackey or whatever you call yourself.
You know, you can tell me if I've made a mistake. I'd rather be able to fix anything I've done wrong.
Didn't
rather
that
than
didn't that guy at the
it...
casino tell you that you made a mistake and that your straight wasn't a straight and then you slammed him to the table and we had to leave?
Because obviously he wasn't looking at the cards close enough.
Yeah.
All right, well, give him a break. He did just survive his first crash landing. All right. And our ship's on fire. And now we have a job to fix the ship. I still fail to see what's wrong.
You're right. Yeah, no, you're totally right. I'm the wrong one here. I'm the crazy one.
Everybody heard that, right? You guys heard that? Oh, man. I think the crash landing really... I think he hit his head on the way
can
out.
Can we get
yeah,
a ride back to, like, whatever
around.
Town you have so we can wash up before we do whatever job you've got for us?
Yeah. I mean, we'll just take you to our bar, and we got, like, showers and stuff
Oh, you
there.
Have a bar.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can meet with our boss, and she'll give you the
drinks for free.
I mean, I think we have, like, some of the low shelf stuff we'll give you.
I'll take
shelf
anything.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Runs back into the ship that's on fire. Just come back out holding, like, a small flask. Just like...
All right.
I mean, we have motorcycles, so you guys can each hop on one of our motorcycles. But we also got a truck. You can just hop in the back. Whatever y'all want.
I hop on the bed of the truck.
I'll also join Flux.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Are you going to get in the are you getting in the truck or the motorcycle? You're right. I did tell you to be quiet. I'm sorry. Are you getting in the truck or the motorcycle?
Oh.
All right. I guess we're riding a motorcycle together.
Right. All right. So they extinguish your ship, so now it's no longer on fire.
Well, that's cool, I guess.
And they're going to have someone come by to pick it up and take it to their mechanic shop.
Nice.
So you guys are heading to the town. So you see there's the big city just further back with all the towers and stuff.
Really excited we're going, like hoping we're going there. Like,
no, but then you take a turn and there's like just outside, it's a little shittier and like more like a dusty like cowboy town.
Oh, yay.
But you guys make it to the Viper's Bar and Grill.
Nice.
So it's actually surprisingly nice. It's kind of a shitty area, but like this is pretty nice.
Oh yeah, no. As soon as we pull up, Flux hops off the bed of the truck, feeling right at home. Like, hell yeah, let's get those drinks.
The driver's like, hey, we got pretty good ribs too. So so you know if you guys want some ribs.
Oh, you're speaking my language now. She's just what kind made of friends ribs? So immediately.
We smoke it and then we put a bunch of sauce on it.
I mean, if you need to oversauce your ribs,
are you saying something about our boss's ribs?
Oh, your boss's ribs. I'm
our
sure
boss makes
I'm
them.
Sure they're delicious.
Yeah, they're delicious. Sir.
Yeah, I'm positive.
They're the best. They're the best on this planet.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sometimes the ribs need a good sauce.
Yeah, ribs with sauce are good. That is true. I'm saying that they need sauce.
It's our special sauce.
What's the sauce?
Yeah, what's the recipe?
You know, it's like some barbecue. I can't tell you the recipe, but it's like a barbecue sauce.
Do you know the recipe?
Of course I do.
I don't believe you.
You're right. I tried. I tried to become a cook. That's how I started here, but
yep. I just couldn't do it. I had a shoulder.
Now I'm a driver.
Yeah, and now I'm a captain, you know? Let's go.
But if you guys are ever thinking of opening a restaurant, let me know. I can help.
As like a driver for the restaurant?
No, like a cook. I just, you know, I'm just not good at ribs, but I'm good at other stuff.
Have you ever like pitched the other stuff to your boss?
Yeah, but she likes to keep a tight menu, you know.
Man, that's something you should talk to her about, I think.
You know what? You're right.
But after we talk to her though.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You guys want to clean up first? Or you guys just want to go in there?
Let's clean up first.
I was going to say let's just go in there and figure out what she wants first.
You turn around. Flux isn't there once again. She's already like, you see her just about to enter with some other of the goons from the gang. All
right.
They're talking about alcohol and ribs. Well.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
You walk in and it's like actually really nice. It's a very clean place. And they have like a little stage where there's like a couple dudes playing jazz, a little saxophone.
Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm. And there's people around it. And like in tables around it watching, and they're all eating ribs, and it's just real juicy ribs, real covered in sauce, so they have bibs on because it's just getting everywhere. But they're going to town on these are good ribs.
It's interesting to me that ribs is kind of the linchpin of this establishment.
I have to agree, it's a little
odd. God, I felt like I was going insane.
No, it's just I didn't want to say anything because like it's their ribs, obviously.
Well, I'm sure they're
man
good,
these look so good. Hey, do we get to eat before the job? We can't, you know, do a job on an empty stomach, right?
Yeah, I mean, the guy at the bar's like, yeah, I mean, I'll get you some ribs. Get you
nice.
Guys
she
ready.
Sits down. Like, oh, and a drink, too.
Of course. I mean, what do you drink?
Oh, I don't usually get to pick. They just kind of grab whatever.
Well, we have cheap whiskey, cheap wine, and cheap this other bottle. We just, it didn't have a label on it when we got it. But it smells strong.
I'll take that.
All right.
That sounds like it'll go good with ribs. Hey, y'all gonna eat?
You know what? Where's your boss? I just want to get this conversation.
Wait,
out of the way.
Let him get me my drink first, or ask another guy to get the boss.
Can you get my?
Okay.
Drink?
Yeah. So he pours the bottle, hands it to you, and give me a grit check when you smell it.
Oh, 7-8.
Yeah. So this is jet fuel.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
All right. So yeah, he gives you a drink. You're like, I'll go get the boss now.
Man, these guys aren't too bad. See? You were so worried for nothing.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, yeah, I'm crazy and I'm wrong. You're right.
Is it opposite day? This is weird.
I think as the guy goes like in towards the back, you all see Hawkins coming from out of the back towards back towards you all. And is checking out their grill scenario.
What are we talking?
They apparently use the sandstone here to grill and sandstone smoke the ribs.
Okay, so they're grilling and smoking the ribs.
Yeah.
So could you order like a rack of grilled and a rack of smoked? Or are they doing both, like, to every rib, right? Is it smoked and then grilled?
I think it's a kind of like a whatever you kind of want deal.
I can get behind that. I'm getting distracted.
Do you want to try them?
I'm going to get some ribs eventually. That's, yeah.
So after a few minutes, a tall woman walks out from the back. She has dirty blonde hair that's kind of braided in the back. She has a big scar on her face and tattoos all up her arms. And she's holding some plates of ribs and sets it down for you guys to be like, oh, my crew told me that you guys are like a pretty well-known like group. You guys get stuff done.
Yes. Nice. I'm Tallulah the Hand, the best outlaw in space.
Oh, nice to
meet
you.
Sure you've heard of me.
In a space.
Is there potentially, like, maybe, like, a little, like, stool or something that would just make me a little taller? Because she's much taller than
I am. Yeah, yeah, it's stools.
Yeah, I'm like, just at the inconspicuously bar, so. Kind of step on, like kind of just, like, step on and get a little taller. So, Ron, do we understand you need a job done?
Yeah. So she kind of whistles over to the people playing jazz, and they get off the stage, and now another band that's a bit more punky comes on to play louder music to try to mask what you're saying. So she's like, oh, well, first of all, let me introduce myself. I'm Francine Dubois. I'm in charge of this establishment and of the Reno Snakes.
Okay, Mab Dubois. It's a pleasure to meet you again. I am Tallulah. I'm the captain of this here crew. A lot of successful jobs under my belt. We have the muscle, the mechanic, who's under review.
Eating some ribs. These are really good.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I would ask what's in your sauce, but we already did, and they said that.
Yeah, but it's a secret. We can't tell you.
Yeah, totally understandable. These are great.
Captain to captain, what's the vinegar ratio in the sauce?
I can't tell you. We don't have like OSHA rules or FEMA or whatever that you have to tell you what's in it.
I don't think it's either of those. Now I'm a little. What's in the rib?
It's just my special barbecue sauce.
Okay. Oh, and then that's our newest member.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hi.
Well,
I've heard a lot about you.
Oh.
Okay. I just need you guys to go pick up an item for me and bring it back. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yep, that sounds totally doable. And she just like wipes like the sleeve of a mechanic's outfit, some barbecue sauce, takes a big swig of the rocket fuel.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, you look like a hearty bunch. Okay. It's pretty simple, but like, I don't know if you guys are like, are you guys just doing it for the money, or are you guys one of those people? Are you going to help us like retake this planet?
And we're just trying to get our ship fixed and probably get the hell out of here. But it's kind of, well, it's not on fire anymore, but it was. And I'm missing a lot of it now, kind of in the atmosphere spread out. You might want to warn some people. Mm. There might be parts of ship kind of falling out of the sky.
It happens.
What exactly is it that you're trying to do in terms of retaking the city?
Well, you see, the Perrazzo family, they kind of own everything. They basically own Reno.
Yeah, sounds like they're probably hard workers or something.
Yeah. they're just using their money to buy everything up, and they're pushing the people out. If you don't work for her, they jack up your rent because they own everything. Right. And so we're just trying to fight back, you know?
Okay. And so this item you're speaking of, what is it and where from?
Well, it's a suitcase. And it has a very valuable stuff in it.
I love valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, do we get to open the suitcase? She's halfway done with the rack of ribs at this
really
point. Wow, they're so good. Do we get to, like, open the suitcase when we get it?
No, don't open the suitcase.
Man, we never allowed to look. Yeah, so like, that's an issue.
Would you have any qualms with me stealing more money from them?
Look, I don't care what else you do as long as I get the suitcase.
Perfect.
And you just gotta get the suitcase. And you just gotta kind of keep things low. You know, keep things quiet.
It's the right suitcase.
If we can't look in the suitcase, how are we supposed to know it has what you're looking for?
Exactly.
Does it make a certain sound when you shake it?
No, so before that, because I don't know where it is exactly, but I know someone who does know. Mm-hmm.
So you know a guy who knows.
Yeah, that. So you're going to go meet him, give him some stuff, and then he's going to tell you where it is.
What are we going to give? Yeah, what are we going to give him?
It's just some like weird habitable stuff for making a farm or something. I don't know.
Like self-sustaining?
Yeah. He just wants off. You know,
I mean, that's pretty lame.
He's decided to retire.
Terraforming kind of technology?
Yeah, but like low scale, just to make a little farm for.
Like a tractor.
Yeah, no, it's a bit more complicated than that. Like it
sounds like a tractor.
I mean, it's more than just a tractor.
Space tractor?
No, it's not. It's not for space. You like can't grow anything. Tractor. You can't grow anything in space.
I feel like I know somebody who grows something in space.
Well, I've never met anyone that could grow stuff in
the
space.
The finest. Star cannabis you've ever had. I have a buddy, so he has this little it's like an outcrop of because the planetary regulations he had to take his whole operation off planet, orbiting it. The best weed you've ever had.
Okay,
so he grows stuff. Yeah,
star weed is like a super illegal substance. I don't know if you want to be telling your buddy's business. That could land them four cycles. And
how do you feel about
you didn't have any of that space weed in your ship when our people were around it, did you?
Oh, it probably would have burned in the fire anyways.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's probably gone.
But Captain, what about your stash?
No, I had it on my person, but I dropped it in the desert.
Oh.
It burned up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, yeah, easy job. Yeah. You know?
Is star weed illegal here?
I mean, look, in the city, you know, those rich dudes, they don't like it, but out here, we're chill.
Okay, cool. Then there is some in the ship, yes.
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you were going to be, like, weird about it.
No.
Whew.
Yeah.
Man.
So yeah, the job's pretty simple. You go out, you meet with him, give him the stuff, he'll tell you where to go. No, it's not a tractor.
Okay.
You go pick it up, you come back, and if you keep things quiet, then yeah, I might even give you a little extra. I know I heard you guys are a little hurt for cash.
It's just that we're not, like, the cash isn't liquid.
Oh, no,
right,
we're
now.
So broke.
It's tied up. It's tied up. They don't get it because I usually handle most of finances. Uh-huh. It's tied up in a couple of.
We don't have finances.
Do you know what crypto is?
I've made this entire ship on scraps.
All right,
that
so I bought this holograph of a dog. So in about 2 years, this holograph of a dog is going to be worth 5.3 billion units.
You want to tell the name of the dog?
It's Buckus.
Buckus. Oh, well, I mean, Buckus, that is actually safe. I have a lot of my money in Buckus also.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get that.
Yeah. And so anyways, so the last job we did, I got Buckus. And in about 2 years, we're going to be sitting pretty on a beach smoking space weed. So I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
Our money's a little tied up. We're not fully liquid, but if I have to, I can flip this currently for more than we bought it for. So what does it even matter? Buckus is the future.
Cool. But I do need to emphasize the importance of this mission.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because the corporations will be able to take control. This is our last stand.
Wipes the last of the barbecue sauce off of her face.
Wow,
grabs the edge
those.
Of Tally's shirt. So, just one quick question. And I've been around doing a lot of jobs. I don't like the job. You know, you got to get your hands dirty sometimes and, you know, do things. My question is just, if it's so important, why get a whole bunch of strangers to do it?
Because I'm trying to keep it quiet. They have eyes everywhere. So if they see my guys going out there, they're going
to
be following.
As in like... We're gonna have to drones and cameras and stuff. I guess that makes
sense.
They
don't
know
stuff.
Who.
Yeah,
they don't know who we are.
Except you've
got a huge bounty on your head. So hopefully they don't know who
you are. Where are we meeting your friend?
Oh, you have a huge bounty on your head, huh?
Yep, greatest outlaw there ever was. So you can imagine, tougher men have tried to take me down. Couldn't, can't, won't. Doesn't matter, though. So, because these rich folk, they don't care about bounties. So when they see me, it's not even going to be a big deal. And they're not going to see me. And that's what the great news is. Just give us the thing so we can take it to the guy.
All right. Well,
don't tell people I have bounty on my head, please.
But you brag about it, literally.
Hey, if I'm bragging about it, you jump in. But if I'm not bragging about it, you don't brag about it for me.
I thought you'd be happy. I was just trying to help.
You're right. I'm wrong. I don't understand
this. His opposite day. Man, I don't like it.
He's just a little sensitive about these things.
These things?
Sensitive about quite a lot of things.
What things? What actually, other things am I sensitive about, according to you guys?
Well, you don't like us talking about all your secrets that you keep in the stash.
So everything that's in the stash, you shouldn't be going through my personal stash. That's number one.
I like learning about you.
That's what happens when you don't talk about yourself, Tally.
I talk about myself literally all the time.
It really does. I mean the important things, like your feelings and what's going on inside.
Like, what's your favorite color?
I don't have those.
You talk about a lot of the superficial things.
Superficial?
You know, not really about...
The best outlaw there is. What's superficial about that? Highest bounty.
Okay, what's beneath that surface, you know? What
Tally,
led you down this
Captain,
path?
The hand... Revolver, click, click, click. Boot knife, stab, stab, stab.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
What do you do in your free time?
What's your greatest fear?
I point at Hawkins like, yeah.
In my free time, as we've established, Starweed.
And that's
whatever,
it?
And whatever else is in the stash. Don't tell anyone else is in the stash. And two, greatest fear, none. Greatest outlaw can't have fears.
I don't know, you have a really weird, you have a really weird attachment to Buckus. I feel like there's something there.
You should leave Buckus out of this. I think it would behoove the whole team if we didn't talk about Buckus like that. Cool.
See, there is a little vulnerability there.
There's something there. I'm going to get it out of you.
All right, can we start the job?
Yeah, I'm having my driver load up his truck. And
with
you guys
the
can take,
tractor.
It's not a tractor.
Key.
It's not a tractor. What he already mean? Has a tractor, the guy.
Okay, but I mean...
Well, he does have kind of a space tractor now that I think about it.
See, space tractor.
But, yeah.
Could we do ribs to go?
I mean, it looks like you guys tore apart these ribs.
Who ate my ribs?
Just look so Sorry. Round. Look at the decorations in this place.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to like...
You got a little sauce on your shirt.
Oh, man, you ate your ribs so fast while you were talking. Wild.
You didn't even know.
Did you wipe your mouth on my shirt?
No. You cannot prove that barbecue sauce came from me. So, there's so much barbecue sauce literally everywhere. These things are smothered.
Yeah, you're covered in it.
Thanks. We're going to need to bathe.
Isn't there covered like showers in like oil.
You guys can clean up here.
Yes,
we
please,
have
thanks.
Little like barracks
thanks.
In the back.
Nice, nice. Is it like a group shower scenario?
Not at all. Captain first.
Yeah, I mean, it's all together, but they do have dividers, so like you can't. See okay, each other. Okay, I mean, okay, unless you look okay. over. You guys can see your faces, you know? It's like fairly high, but you can still see faces.
While we're in the shower area, can I check to see if there's any, like, listening devices or anything like that? Are we alone?
Oh, yeah, give me an observation check.
How alone are we? That's a 12.
So you look around, and there's no, like, cameras or anything, but you kind of look, and you see that there is, like... where there's like towels and stuff, you look under and there is like some kind of listening device.
Is it a thing that I could like make ineffective in this moment without breaking it, right? Could I like stuff one of the towels like into it to like make it not hear us? Or is this a thing I'm going to have to like break in order to not?
Give me a grit check. See if you can, if you're like, if a towel okay. will be enough.
5 + 2 + 2, that's 9.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you look at it and you're like, oh, there's a couple, like, thick towels. Like, it seems pretty, like, a basic, cheap recording device. So, yeah, a towel should be good enough.
Okay. I'm gonna stuff one of the thick towels in it. And then when I'm sure that, or at least pretty sure that we're not being listened to, I'm gonna go over to the group. Fully have already, like, stripped to, like, take a shower. And it's just like does not care about like personal privacy and for himself at least.
Wow, you're fully nude.
Yeah, we're going to take a shower.
Yeah, we are here to clean up.
Yeah, but he's walking over fully nude. Shower naked. Why is he over
here?
I'm
an adult, Cap. Captain, I'm an adult. I'm sorry. If you have shame, I have none.
Not about shame. I don't want to see your naked body currently. Go on. What do you need?
Just don't stare. And Flix is, like, mostly naked, too. She's just like...
It's pretty easy. Just look me in the eyes, Captain.
I'm looking really not
past
that hard.
Your eyes. We're fine. What do you need?
Look, if the thing that they're looking for is, like, a kind of localized terraformer, which is going to let them create a kind of sustainable farmland for themselves outside of the reach of any kind of bourgeoisie fuck, I'm sure it's probably worth more than just getting our ship fixed.
Right. So...
Oh, extortion! Look at you!
I have considered
you,
this.
Honestly, you said you were so new at all of this. Sometimes I really doubt it. You got a knack for it.
Oh, thank you. I'm pretty used to extorting people.
That explains it.
So again, have considered two things. We're dropping off whatever this device is to this guy.
And then we're getting whatever's in the suitcase.
To get the suitcase. So I figured the suitcase, more expensive. Two, they have our ship. So even if we stole something, to get money, we can't get off planet.
Unless we steal another ship.
Mm-hmm.
But then we leave our current ship behind. I kind of like it. And so maybe.
I mean, we could also just ask them for more money once we have it.
But again, they have our ship, and there's four of us and a whole crew of them.
Right. But once we have the briefcase, we can hide it somewhere else, and only we know where it is at that point.
Have any of you ever been tortured?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. So how long do we think we can all last being tortured?
Like, collectively, or do you want me to rate on, like, who
no,
I
personally,
think would...
personally. Just you personally.
As long as you last, I think that's the minimum.
So anyways, I fear...
So what's your number?
High.
High as in?
As in...
Out of 10, out of 100,
10 being days, 100 being hours, what are we talking? Yes. Anyways.
You're so unhelpful.
We could not tell you where it is if you think you'd squeal.
I don't think I'd squeal. It's not about squealing.
Then it...
You're thinking small fish right now. Because these guys, the biker gang, don't have nearly as much money as the guys we're stealing from. So, if we're getting coordinates already, we can just steal stuff from the guys we're stealing from already. Then we get on our ship that was fixed by these guys. They give us an amount of money. We've practically quadrupled our money. We get off planet. They start their, I don't know, bioterrorism, die. None of our business. We leave. We never come back.
Okay, now you're right, the captain. You don't do a lot of math, but like 4 times 0 is still 0.
Okay, so quadruple the potential money that we were going to get for this job without extorting the biker gang who has our ship.
Money. Right, they were just going to fix our ship and let us go?
Didn't she just say she was going to give us money? She was going to give us a little something
did
on top.
She?
I was kind of busy with the ribs.
I know, you wiped it on my shirt.
I did, you cannot prove that.
Okay, so...
I think
our captain's right. I'm taking some unnecessary risks.
I just feel like we're adding. It's like you have a clock that works, right? And then you take out one gear and put four gears inside of it. It still tells the time, but now there's four fucking gears inside of it that could go wrong. You get one grain of sand in there, you're fucked. It doesn't make any sense. Adding extra gears to a plan that already is gonna work.
Right. I don't think you know how clocks work, but then again. Not the mechanic.
You blew up the ship.
I did no such thing. You can't prove that either.
Who's the mechanic? Who's the mechanic amongst the four of us?
It is my job to fix the ship.
I caused so much disorder. This isn't what I wanted.
And was the ship fixed?
You know, if I had real ship parts of real proper ships to work with.
The Esposito is only real ship. 100% real ship.
Right, ships we got from the junkyards because you couldn't afford anything because we're broke as hell.
If we're not broke as hell,
then
we're just not liquid right now.
Right, so I don't know what you expected me to make with what we had, but I think I did a pretty good job to even get us
clearly, this far. Clearly everyone here wants to fight the biker gang. So let's go ahead and try to extort the biker gang. I think it's a brilliant idea, huh? Let's go with Hawk's idea. It's a great idea. Let's extort the biker gang.
Because the Hawks is so distressed.
The biker gang who fed you ribs. Don't cry. It was your idea.
You made the kid cry.
He's not a kid. He's an adult man that has no shame.
I hope you're happy. It's okay, Hawk.
Well, not happy, because we're going to fight biker gang now.
All right. Hawk, I think your plan was really good.
And we're going to do it.
And
we're going to do it. Everybody likes it. Let's do the plan.
I thought it was good. You're really good at extorting people, okay? Our captain just doesn't think extorting is the best option right now. But if it ever becomes best option, we'll come to you.
I just think we're extorting the wrong people is all.
All right. I am just, this isn't the time, though.
It is the time. It's the only time.
I think this is the time to shower and blow some steam off. All right. I really forgot too much barbecue sauce in my hair. So, I'm gonna go and actually shower. And then, how about we just figure things out as they come? Yeah? You need to take a chill pill, Mr. Captain. And I'm out.
Yeah, I'll go shower too.
Do you need someone to wash your back?
No. No, not today.
Okay.
I take my boots off and immediately get like an inch and a half shorter.
Oh! Right, well, I think angrily suns up. Showering is where we can end this one.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. Shit.
See you later, guys. This is 5GMs Presents.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're presenting Orbital Blues.
Alrighty, everybody. Thank you guys for listening in to 5GMs Presents. This has been a wonderful first episode. We have two fantastic guests. If you guys could reintroduce yourselves and plug yourselves, that'd be fantastic. You go first.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, hello everyone. I am one of those aforementioned guests here at 5GMs in a Trench Coat. My name is Yudi, that is Y-U-R-I, pronounced she, they. You can go ahead and find me at Yudi and the Beast absolutely everywhere on the interwebs as I bully my friends into letting me play more games with them. And so far, so good, y'all.
Hey, and I've been Kendrick or Kendo, whichever you prefer. You can find me everywhere on the internet that matters at Kendo Makes Films. If you go there and you can't find me, you're somewhere that doesn't matter that much. Find a better place. You can also find my actual play podcast, Tales Yet Told, wherever you get your podcasts, and on Blue Sky at talesyettold.com. And wouldn't you know, that website also just works, where you can find out more about our horror actual play show, where we tell stories at the intersection of queerness and horror using indie TTRPGs. Thanks for having me.
Yay! Thanks for listening, Yay! Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, Kim here. If you're really enjoying Orbital Blues, or you've just been wanting to pick up a copy for a while, now you can by using our code 5GMs in a spacesuit. You'll get 10% off an Orbital Blues core book, which works both for the PDF and the physical versions. So, what are you waiting for? Go check it out, and we'll see you among the stars.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinatrenchcoat.
Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.